So the eclipse is over and everybody's piling out, and we've got a bunch of people flipping us off, angry at us for preaching during the eclipse. How dare we come and preach the Father's word during the eclipse? Well, let's cover a few things. The Bible says that the earth is his footstool. So see, God owns the whole earth, neighbor. So his word gets to permeate the earth. And to say you don't want to hear God's word over the creation makes you like the Roman one pagan. They lift up the creation, not the creator. That's what we saw here today. One guy was yelling at me and charged at me from the gas station. And I just kept preaching and he turned back. Told me to shut up. One lady said vile words to us and said we ruined their eclipse. It's my Father's creation. He set it all into motion. He put it all at his hand and at his word. And for people to say, oh, don't preach the word of God over the creation of God. Don't tell the truth of God that glorifies God. Check out don'tperish.com, sir. Test yourself to the word of God. To say that we can't lift up this glorious truth on my Father's earth, as now everybody runs to and fro to go back to their busy life, back to their television, sports, politics, pride, vanity, hunting, fishing, working out, entertainment, shopping, materialism, feminism, greed, gluttony. As everybody goes back to that now, and the eclipse is over, a whole 2 minutes and some seconds. But guess what's beautiful? The word of God is eternal. And what I preached on that street side is going to last 10 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now, 1,000,000 years from now. The word of God is eternal, and Jesus is that word. I'm so thankful that the Father let us be in this small town to lift up his word on this day. I'm so thankful that the Father tells us to go and preach the gospel and lift up the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm so thankful that the Father gives us the word, the Spirit, faith, repentance. He gives us goodness, righteousness, truth. Yet when we come and we preach it, people are angry. They're going to be like the people in Revelation when Christ comes, and they say, the rocks to fall on us. Hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Have those rocks fall on us. If you are angry at the preaching of the Word of God, you are going to be those people that ask for rocks to fall upon you in the last day. I do not want to be that person. I am no better than anyone, but I am different. I've been changed. I've been transformed. My heart and my mind has been renewed, and I no longer want the things of this world. I no longer want to live after the pattern of the world. I no longer follow after man-made religion like the Baptist, Lutheran, Evangelical, Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah's Witness. You follow in spirit and truth, neighbor. Seek Jesus Christ. Lose your life completely, Matthew 10. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. We saw what people in the streets today, we saw what they like to sow. Paganism, signs and wonder chasing. What will they reap on Judgment Day? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Thank you, Father, for this glorious day to proclaim your word, to lift up your Son. Yep, Jesus said you'll be hated for my name's sake. We're okay being hated for the cause of Christ. Let us leap and rejoice, Jesus said, when you're hated for his cause and all manner of ill is said against you, for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Come soon. Vanquish the darkness. Vanquish the evil. Set up your kingdom and destroy the enemies of God and avenge all those saints that have gone before us. Avenge, Lord. Vengeance is the Lord's and vengeance is coming. Turn and repent. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's your only hope, neighbors. Thank you, Father, for this time, this day, preaching the Word of God through your glorious creation, natural occurring eclipse, telling the truth and shining the way to eternal life for our neighbors who we love.